Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to You Create Change Radio on this beautiful Monday. I'm your host today. I'm Keith Leonard. For those who don't know me, I'm Keith Leonard. My co-host is also on with us today, Ms. Bree Lee, who actually runs the whole You Create Change website, getting our features together. So thank you all for calling today and listening. We had a great call last time where we interviewed Mr. Kevin, who is actually the owner, CEO, and operator of Meezy Media, which he uses his camera to inflict his change in the world. So last week we talked about decision making. It got kind of deep, and we talked about, you know, what's the best way to make a decision and how we make decisions, and, you know, just basically how do we know that, you know, what to do or what to make a decision on. So today, as we continue on today, You Create Change, you know what it's all about here. It's all about self-help. It's all about you know, improving human society and making the world a better place, ultimately by growing each and every one of you. And that's why people call in and listen to our radio show instead of calling and listening to a certain other radio show. So welcome again. Bree, are you on the line today? I know you are, your co-host here today. You know, say hello to the people. I believe she's on. If not, we're going to figure it out.
Perfect, perfect. My mic is working now, so that's all right. Hey, man, how's it going?
Everything is good. Everything is beautiful today, man. Everything is beautiful. It's such a beautiful day, and we got a lot to talk about. So I hope you're ready, because I'm ready.
Oh yeah, I'm ready. Let's get into this.
Cool. So what we're gonna be talking about today is confirmation. Like, how do I know I made the right decision?
Ooh.
And it's big, because we make decisions every single day, and it's kind of like, you know, how do I know if I made the right one? How do I know if it's the right decision? And I know there's people out there listening right now that's probably in a stuck situation, like, I got to figure this out. You know, you got probably got a lot in front of you, a lot on your plate, and you probably got a lot of options right now. You know, maybe it's, you have to move one place, maybe you have to switch jobs, maybe you need to, you know, switch majors in school. I know we have a lot of students that call and listen. You got a lot of decisions to make, and how do you know it's the right one? Well, let's start off by talking about confirming certain decisions. So you make one, and we confirm it to see, you know, we test it. And that's how we know if we literally made the right decision. So I like to start off with a statement every day. And I always say a car needs gas to get to a destination. We all know that. Well, so do humans. We might know we want to go, but what's going to actually make us get there? I say it all the time. Inspiration is what gets you started. Motivation is what keeps you going. So the kind of the why, the confirmation, you know, that's kind of the gas to your vehicle. You know, what's gonna keep you going? You know, what's gonna make you wake up in the morning and keep chasing that dream? What's gonna make you, you know, keep going when you're tired? What's gonna make you stay up late? You know, and it's usually something that you're obsessed with. You know, so we're gonna really get into that. We're gonna start off kind of easy, and we're gonna let it just fester up, man. And it's gonna be a great show. I hope you guys are ready. I know a lot of you like to take notes. I take notes as well, because sometimes we get into a lot of dialogue. So anyways, as we talk about the why today, the confirmation, the gas in your vehicle, you know, why is that important? Well, it's simple. Why it's important? It will confirm your goal. So everybody have a goal, but sometimes it's not confirmed. You know, everybody wants to be successful, but they don't know what to be successful in. So we're going to confirm that. You know, having that strong why will confirm that goal and make it as concrete and permanent as a tattoo. You know, and that's what scares people. like, ask this question. If you make a decision and you feel good about that decision, would you get that tattooed on you? Now, I'm not talking about lady going to get a tattoo, because I know some people have certain religious beliefs where they don't get tattoos. But you have to feel that strong. You know, we've witnessed a lot of people in the world, you know, they get tattoos of loved ones because they made a decision on this person, and they're so concrete in that decision that they're willing to get a tattoo. So ask yourself, you know, whatever your dream or your goal is, are you willing to get a tattoo of it? Do you believe it that much? You know, are you confirmed that that's it? You see, as you confirm it, that's it. Once you confirm it, it's done. You will get a tattoo. You know, so what do you think about that, Bree? You know, how do you feel about somebody having that the real confirmation to whatever, feel like they get a tattoo? You think that's easy for people to do?
I don't know if it's easy, because it's something that you really have to make sure that you're in tune with what's going on. How do I feel about this? You know, but I do think it's a simple decision. I definitely think it's simple.
Okay.
You
okay.
know,
very, very simple decision. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I think it's very simple. So I have a question for you. Would you say that emotion has a lot to do with confirmation and why you do certain things?
Yeah, we actually don't going to get into that more into the show. I'm nice to ask that question. We are jumping ahead, man. She's always thinking. yeah, you know, just to kind of touch on that a little bit, when you're making a decision, most people base their decision on what they think is right, you know, what looks correct, you know, what logically makes sense. And they kind of discredit their own emotion behind it, what feels right. Most people make decisions on what looks good instead of what feels good. And that's usually why we get, you know, we don't get what we want at the end of the rainbow. There's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Because it looked good, but it didn't feel good, you know. I really want you to really recognize this if you're listening. A rainbow is something that you see. And because you see it, you try to follow it. You follow your eyes. But you don't really know where a rainbow starts and ends. Has anybody ever been to the end of a rainbow? No. You know, and that's kind of what we see it, though. So we follow what we see instead of what we feel a lot of the time. So what you feel is usually leading you in the right direction. And what you feel is from the universe. It's non-physical. When we make these decisions and we try to find out if they're the right decisions, a lot of us know we've made decisions that don't feel good, but they sound good. Now, they look good. Somebody else told us it was good. You know, a lot of people, I think we had this conversation yesterday, you know, when even making a decision on who a life partner is going to be, a lot of times it's, you know, well, this person makes sense, but they're not really in love with that person. You know, so it's all about the good feeling, and the reason why it's important to follow that feeling because it's easy to give up when things get hard. You know, it's really easy to give up when things get hard, and it's easy to.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Right, you know, it's very easy to give up. I mean, I'm sure you've had a time recently where, or have you had a time recently where it got hard and you just said, you know what, I'm through with this. I can't. It's over for this. It's through. You know, have you had a recent situation like that?
Man, so often, I'll just be like, I'm ready to give up and just walk away and just be like, you know what, forget it. But then I have to think about, you know, I've come so far, why give up now? Mm. It's something inside of me that continues to make me want to get up and push every single day, even when times get hard, period. So I think that goes back to that why, you know, that's the whole core of this show today. Is the why are you getting up every day? Why are you doing what you need to do? Is it because of your children? Is it because you need to pay the rent? Is it, you know, what is it? Even though times get hard, we still find ourselves, you know, pushing forward in what it is that we know we need to be doing.
Yeah, that's very true. And I would say everyone has a different reason why, you know. And a lot of times we make our why built around somebody else. You know, I was involved in a company some time ago, and I remember us talking about the why and always talking about everybody's why was to retire their parents. And the only reason why is because that's what everyone's why was. And the funny thing is that some people made that their why. I want to retire my parents. I want to retire my parents. But that's some people don't have that connection with their parents. Some people's parents are already retired. Or, you know, some people's parents don't want to retire. You know, So a lot of times we don't create our own why. We kind of take other people's why that sounds good, and we carry that along with us, but it doesn't give us enough gas to get to our destination. It doesn't give us enough gas to get to our destination. You know, if you ever looked at the gas, it's like three different gas, 87, 89, and 91. You know, a lot of times, you know, for our dreams, we put 87, you know, in our vehicle to our dreams, where you really need 91. You know, you operate a lot more efficiently. You last a lot longer. And not only that, your vehicle, your body is kept up, you know, for much more stamina. And so, it, you know, your why has to be like that 91 gas you put in your car. You can't cheat yourself on your why, because that's what's taking you to your destination. That's what's moving you forward. That's what's helping you confirm things. And like I said, everyone has a different reason. It could be family. Some people it's money. Some people it's health. Some people it's fame. Some people it's passion. You can't judge anybody. It doesn't matter what it is. All that matters is how it feels when you say it. And, you know, I remember that, you know, your why is going to be bigger than your what or your how, you know. So just remember this, how to confirm it. Is your why bigger than your what or your how? Is your why bigger than your what or your how? Is the reason why you're doing something bigger than what you're doing or how you're doing it?
Well, before you go there, Keith, I got a question. How do you find out what your why is? Like, where do we even start? Let's, you know, if I don't know what a why is, and this is my first time hearing about it, how do I know what my why is? You know, this is all new to me, right? So could you answer that?
Absolutely. You know, I believe that there's three levels to this, three layers to finding out what your why is, or find out even if it's strong enough. And here we go. You know, the first one is like scratching the surface, okay? So you got to remove layer one. You got to start with what's most important to you. This is how you create your why. This is how you find out what your why is, okay? Now, the thing is, we're going to test that why to see if it's real or if it's fake. You know, if we're going to find out if it's 87 or if it's 91, we're going to push it. But first, let's start off with just removing just removing that layer, scratching the surface. And start with what is most important to you. I don't know what it is. Some people it's family. Some people it's, you know, health. Start there. Write that down. Take a picture of it. Put it on your wall. What is the most single most important thing to you? So if you're listening right now, think about it right now. What is the single most important thing to you? What is that one thing that is the most important to you? Let's start there. And a lot of people, it's their mom. Like I say, it's their family. But you got to figure that out. After that, what is something material that you desire? Because we have to acknowledge that we live in a material world. Okay? We have to. You can't just disregard the fact that we're living as a human. So, and we know that people want houses, cars, and lifestyle, and there's nothing wrong with that. So you start with what's most important to you, and then secondly, you start with what's something material that you desire, and that's just scratching the surface right there. What's most important to me, and what do I want? Maybe it's that house, you know. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's that lifestyle, you know. And find out those two things. That's just scratching the surface. That's layer one. After we remove layer one, we're going to move on to layer two. And this is peeling back the skin. Okay, this is what I call peeling back the skin. And this is removing layer two. And you got to ask yourself a couple questions. Where do you want to be spiritually? Where do you want to be spiritually? Because just like you can't disregard the material physical world, you cannot disregard the non-physical spiritual world. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people just live in the physical, and they live in the material, and they never work on their spiritual selves, on the inside of themselves. They spend so much time working outside that they never spend enough time working inside. You know, so
I think that resonates with me so heavy. I know a lot of people that don't necessarily connect to their spiritual side. Well, acknowledge their spiritual side, because no matter what, we're all connected spiritually. But really quick, could you touch on, you know, how the spiritual is inevitable? I mean, it's something that it's inside of us. It's what, you know, looking behind these eyeballs that we have. It's something that you can't smell, you can't touch, you can't taste it, but you know it's there. You know?
Yeah. It's kind of like I see it as things that you cannot put in a jar, like music. Mm. You can't put music in a jar. It's non-physical. You feel it. You respond to it. You understand it. You acknowledge it. But you can't touch music. Words.
Wow.
Words. You can't touch words. And I say this, if you're listening right now, what is the most, you know, I want to say, you know, life-changing things are things that make you move. Words are so important. When you speak, when you communicate, words can make you feel a certain way, right? Because words are non-physical, and feeling is non-physical. So anything that's non-physical connects. So like music, it's non-physical. When you like a song, it can be the worst song in the world. If you like the beat or if you like the way it sounds, you're going to move your body. You can't help it. You like it because it's a non-physical connecting to a non-physical. Logically, you can hate the lyrics, you can hate the purpose of the song, you can hate the content of the song, but it's still so good. You know, and we've all had it's songs out here all the time that I can't stand. But when they come on, my head starts to bounce. You know, and that is just an example of, you know, that non-physical, that spiritual aspect that exists. You know, wind. You can't put wind in a jar. You know, you can't put gravity in a jar, but it exists. It's a non-physical thing. It's like it works in spirit. So, you know, to not understand that and not focus on that and not learn that, you're missing out on a huge part of your existence, and things don't connect. So what happens when people reach a level of success, whether they know it or they don't know it, is usually when their spiritual and their non-spiritual, which is their physical, the spiritual and the physical are in harmony. That means they're working together. That means they're both moving in the same direction. Some people are spiritually moving left and physically moving right, and we call those hypocrites a lot
Ouch.
Of the time. You know, that's what we call them. We call those hypocrites.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see someone saying great things but doing something totally different. We'll see someone, claiming a certain religion but not living that certain religion, and that is because their physical and their spiritual are not in alignment together. They're not working in harmony. And that's why most of those people who are hypocritical, who are hypocrites, are usually, find themselves unhappy, unsuccessful, you know, in a rut all the time, in negative energy, because they're not in harmony with themselves, but they have not yet understood the concept of making sure your physical and your spiritual is working together. And when that's working together, that's how you know you made the right decision, because it feels good and it looks good. That is when you know you have confirmation. But let me move on to layer three really quickly. After we just talked about, let's say at layer two real quick, because this is perfect. You know, where do you want to be spiritually? After you find out where you want to be spiritually, like I said, you know, you got to really connect. Ask yourself, how do you want to feel? You want to feel when you wake up every single day. Life is a culmination of good feeling, period. That's what life is. It's waking up feeling good every day. How do you want to feel? And if the decision you're making is going to make you feel how you want to feel, then that's how you know you're gaining confirmation of the decision you made, how you know you're moving in the right direction. How do you want to feel? And I use this example. Most people hate waking up and going to their job every day. They don't feel good. They don't feel good. But they made a decision to work there because logically, physically, it made sense, but it never felt good going there. So how do you want to feel? That's how, and I've heard this, you know, Big Sean said it before, life is a feeling process, and it really is. It's unexplainable. It's unexplainable. And as we move to...
I'm sorry. You said life is a feeling what?
It's a feeling process. So it's feeling everything. Yeah, life is a feeling process. It's about feeling everything. It's not about thinking about everything. It's about feeling everything. You can feel things further from a point that you can see them. Always remember that. The world is three-dimensional, but the way the light hits our eyes, we can only see it in two dimensions. So there's literally a third dimension we can't see. We can't physically see. We can only see two-thirds of what actually exists on this planet. So that should really, you know, resonate with a lot of people, that we can't even see everything that exists. The only way that you can communicate with it and, you know, and cooperate with it is to feel it. So as we move on to layer three, you know, and understanding, you know, what layer three is, that's digging to the core. Because right now we're still trying to figure out this why. Remember, we're still trying to figure out how do we know that this why is real and it is for us. And we got about 10 minutes left, so I'm going to try to, you know, shift through as fast as I can. But this is digging to the core. This is how you remove layer three, right? We peel back the skin, asking where you want to be spiritually, how you want to feel. Now we're digging to the core. This is removing layer three. Ask yourself this question. What do you want your legacy to be? You know, what do you want people to say about you when you are gone? On your deathbed, what regrets do you not want to have? And some people may not be fortunate enough to see a deathbed. But and assurance that we all are, what regrets don't you want to have? You don't want to sit there and say, I wish I would have done this. I didn't do this enough. I didn't visit family enough. I didn't spend enough time with my kids enough. I didn't take this person seriously.
Mm.
What regrets don't you want to have? What do you want people to say about you when you're gone? Because people are going to say things about you.
You know, that's so deep. Because when you think about the phrase, you know, keep the end in mind, we hardly think about what it is that brings on bad and negative energy. So, you know, the fact that you're asking this question of what is it that you don't want to regret, you know, that's a great question because that helps us figure out where we don't want to end up. You know,
exactly.
I don't want to get to a point where, you know, I feel like I didn't tell my mom I love her enough, or I don't want to get to a point where I didn't spend as much time as I could with, you know, my significant other, you know, or something like that. I don't want to get there. So now, because I know where I don't want to go, it's easier for me to make the decision where, you know, I should go and do what feels good, you know. So
Do what feels good. And you know, you made a great point. You know, a lot of people don't think about that when they think about the end in mind. They think about the end of my working career. They don't think about the end of it. It's not about a career. It's not about money. It's not about becoming successful. It is about a life purpose. What do you want in life? Not what do you want out of a career. Not how many houses. It's not about a career. Life is not built to make a career. Life is built to make a life. Your life should be your career. Yeah. Your career should not be your life. Remember that. The life should not be your career. Your life should be your career. Your career should not be your life. I don't believe I'm going to be done with my work until I die. And on my deathbed, I want people to say that he changed the world, because that's what we're here about. We're creating change in the world. So now what we got to do is find out how strong that why is. Is your strong why? Is your why strong enough? So he's talking about the tester. This is step one. This is how you test it. And we got 6 minutes left, but we're going to get through this. This is how you test your why. You can write your why down right now and figure out what it is, whether your family, your mom, whatever it is. We're about to test it, and we're going to find out if it's real. We're going to find out if it's real. We're going to find out right now, okay? So this is what we do. This is what we do. This is step one, and we're going to test it. How far will you go before you give up on your why? How far will you go? Because everyone has a point in which they will stop. Maybe it's enough money somebody will offer you. That'll make you stop. You know, how far would you go? Would you go as far as being homeless? Would you go as far as Gandhi did, not eating for what he believed in? Gandhi had a reason why he was doing those things. Gandhi didn't eat forever. Yeah, I mean, he fasted longer than almost any human being that we can actually, that we have on record. And in the modern world. But how far are you willing to go? Are you willing to go that far? And the funny thing is, you might not even have to go that far, but are you willing to go that far? And, and you got to be honest with these answers, okay? The second question, are you willing to die for it? I'm going to use Gandhi again. Gandhi knew he was risking his life, but he was willing to die for it. Are you willing to die for that? Are you willing to die for your why? Are you willing to sacrifice your life? You know, I'm not a theologian. I'm not you know, a Christian or anything, but I do understand, you know, religious philosophies. And I use the example of Jesus Christ often because he was willing to die for what he believed in, for his people. He was willing to die for his cause, and his cause still lives on today. And he was willing to die for that. And that's what made him such a great person. That's what made him such a great role model. He changed the world. And because he was willing to die for it. Are you willing to die for it? And the last part of step one is, can you promise to yourself and your why without guilt or uncertainty? Can you go to the people you love? Can you go to, you know, your mom, if that's your why? And can you tell her, can you promise her, I'm going to make this happen without feeling unsure and without feeling guilty? Without feeling like, you know, are you willing to get it tattooed? That's what it comes down to. Are you willing to get it tattooed? And after you test it, we're going to confirm it. This is step two. We're going to confirm it. Is your why interchangeable or concrete? That's the real question. Is your why going to change? Or is it as permanent as a tattoo? Is it as permanent as a tattoo? I have tattoos, and they're really, really permanent. This is not a joke, you know. So are you willing to go that far? Are you willing to make it that definite? And after that, can you affirm it with emotion? Can you put real emotion? Does it make you cry? Can you put real emotion behind it? I mean, real emotion. Well, it's just authentic. You can't even hide it. It seeps out. Because emotion is so non-physical that it affects your physical. It comes out physically. That's how powerful your spiritual, your non-physical, your emotion is. So powerful. It can make you physically do things. That's why it must be so strong, because it's going to physically make you complete your goal. Whether you like it or not, it's like crying. You can't even hold it in. Like laughter. You can't even hold it in. When something is funny, you're going to laugh. You can't. That is true emotion. Can you affirm your why? Can you confirm it and believe in it with that type of emotion? And last but not least, the question, is there anything you want more? If there's something else you want more, you need to switch your why. You need to make it whatever you want more. Remember, the first question was, what is the most important thing to you? And that is confirmation, ladies and gentlemen. That is the process for how I've used for my life and for others that I've talked to and expressed, you know, this type of route to understanding decisions and understanding that my confirmation, understanding, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this the way I'm supposed to be going? Is this my life? Am I going the right direction? Things look very, very foggy right now. How do I know I'm moving in the right direction? I can't see it. I can't see the end. You can never see the end, but you can feel it. You can't see what tomorrow looks like. You can't see what next year looks like. You don't know where you're going to meet tomorrow. You don't know what opportunity is going to be presented. You don't know what email you're going to get tomorrow. You don't know what phone call you're going to get tomorrow. You can't see it. You can't see it, but you can always feel it. Okay, and Mr. Les Brown is one of the, you know, the world's greatest motivational speakers. I like to end with one of his quotes. And he says, you should go after your dreams like your life depends on it. Why? Because it does. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for calling, listening in to this week's episode of You Create Change Radio Confirmation. Every Monday night at 8 p.m., we will be talking up about a new topic. Usually we have an interview with someone we're featuring during the week. Next week we'll have an interview with the wonderful Miss Ashley Bennett. You guys are going to be in a great – if you guys listen to this next week, she's going to bring some real, real information, and I think it's going to connect with a lot of people listening in the show. So, Bree, do you have anything to say? We have about 30 seconds left. Is there anything you'd like to say?
No, man, just thank you so much for a wonderful show today. I learned a lot. I have a lot of notes here. But, yes, tomorrow the new feature will be featured on our website. Her name is Ashley Bennett. She's an artist, and she tells her story through her paintings and how she was molested and all these wonderful things that are really helping people heal. So tune in for that.
Yes. Well, thank you for listening in. You Create Change Radio, where the smallest changes make the big differences. Thank you.